From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Mitt Romney is claiming the GOP presidential nomination after sweeping five more Republican primaries in which he faced little opposition. Romney says he is now embarking on a new campaign.
To unite every American who knows in their heart that we can do better. The last few years have been the best that Barack Obama can do, but it's not the best America can do.
Romney speaking in New Hampshire, where he began his presidential bid nearly a year ago. The former Massachusetts governor won primaries in New York, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and Delaware. Delaware is one state where GOP rival Newt Gingrich had been hoping to pull off a surprise, but Gingrich insists Romney still does not have a lock on the nomination.
Governor Romney is not the nominee at this point. He does not have a majority of the delegates, and I think it's a little bit presumptuous. There's a big difference between being the front runner and being inevitable.
Gingrich had said he would reassess his candidacy if he did not make a strong showing in Delaware, which he did not. President Obama is reaching out to young voters this week with efforts to keep college education affordable. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the president is urging lawmakers to preserve a low interest rate on student loans.
President Obama is making his pitch for low-cost student loans this week on college campuses in Colorado, Iowa, and North Carolina. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett says it's a message tailor-made to appeal to those who are struggling to pay for school.
These are people that have cobbled together public loans and private loans that have worked themselves through college who are desperately worried that they're not going to be able to afford to stay there unless we figure something out.
Interest rates on federal loans are set to double this summer unless Congress acts. Republican White House hopeful Mitt Romney has also endorsed a temporary extension of today's low interest rates. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Denver.
The U.S. Supreme Court hears oral arguments today on a challenge to a controversial Arizona law that targets illegal immigrants. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports four specific provisions of that law are at issue.
The most notable are the so-called "show me your papers" provisions. They require, among other things, that state and local law enforcement officers, upon reasonable suspicion, detain anyone stopped or arrested for any reason, no matter how minor, until the immigration status of that person is determined. The federal government contends that these provisions would make it impossible to carry out federal enforcement priorities that focus on dangerous criminals, felons, suspected terrorists, and the like, because the system would be flooded with requests for information on every minor traffic offender who's suspected of being in the country illegally. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Stocks on foreign exchanges are trading higher today after Apple and some other U.S. firms reported better-than-expected earnings. Apple says it sold 35 million iPhones so far this year, nearly twice as many as the same period last year. This is NPR. The Federal Reserve's Policymaking Open Market Committee is not expected to make any changes in interest rates as it wraps up its monthly meeting today. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke will hold a news conference, and his remarks will be watched closely for any indication the central bank will take further steps to boost the U.S. economy. The Senate could take a final vote later today on a bill aimed at shoring up the Postal Service, which is billions of dollars in debt. But NPR's Giles Snyder reports the measure includes protections for rural post offices, many of which the Postal Service has proposed closing to save money.
The amendment that's been approved would bar the Postal Service from closing post offices for a year if they're located in areas with fewer than 50,000 people. Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill of Missouri is among lawmakers who've been working to protect rural post offices.
This amendment reflects the efforts of a lot of people to deal with rural post office closings in a way that will be straightforward and fair to rural communities across this country.
The amendment McCaskill supports is among the revisions to the Senate's main bill aimed at stabilizing the Postal Service. The mail agency has proposed closing thousands of postal offices and processing facilities, sparking worries of layoffs in an election year. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
Two major retailers in South Korea have suspended sales of beef from the U.S. after discovery of mad cow disease in a dairy cow in California. Dr. Bruce Hirsch is an infectious disease specialist.
Is this just a sporadic case that has no epidemiologic significance, or is this the tip of an iceberg? We don't know yet.
I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.